Hey everyone, and welcome to the Sword and Slime podcast. This is technically our first episode that actually deals with talking about games. If you haven't listened to our intro episode, I suggest you do so. It's the one before this, obviously. But yeah, this will be a casual episode focused on what RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs we're currently playing and what we're anticipating on playing in the future. I'm your host, Ryan, and in the co-host chair is Trung. What's up, Trung?
Everything's going great. You know, same old.
Same old shit.
Nothing new really to discuss.
Yeah. I mean, that's you know, that's not a bad thing when things are just staying the same.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I had a awful food day, as I told you off air. Don't use Grubhub and don't use Uber Eats. That's pretty much what I can pass on down to our listeners, among other things. But yeah, so we did our intro episode explaining what we plan to do with this podcast. And now we're actually sitting down and, you know, recording these episodes about what we're doing, what we want to do, etc. And I just thought, you know, we could sit down and talk about games we're playing. But before we do that, I did want to note that Orange Man, and for those of you who are coming from Couch Cat, in that podcast as well, which we've been a part of. He did the intro outro for the Couch Cat podcast, and it's also on the YouTube channel for the videos. And he's agreed to make us a song for our our side project. So that's awesome. So shout out to Orange Man for that. Can't wait to hear it, whenever that is. But we're excited. And then also, what's noteworthy, at least I think so, Trung, spring sale going on for multiple platforms, such as Ubisoft, which are some of the games I'll mention today, Green Man Gaming, and GOG, or GOG for others. And then, of course, Steam and a couple others, smaller platforms like, or even Epic Store. So, yeah, there's a lot of sales going on. You snagging anything, Trung?
No, I'm pretty content with just playing Monster Hunter, which we'll discuss here in a bit.
You bastard. So it's going to make me sound like I'm greedy. I'm just buying everything.
But are you using the Couch Cat affiliate link, though?
I try. Like, I'm like, is there any games on here for Green Man Gaming do I want? And like, I just bought Planet Zoo today because my fiance Sam likes those kind of games. Like, she likes Parkasaurus and things like that. And I've had my eye on Planet Zoo for a freaking long time. I know it's not RPG, JRPG related, whatever, but yeah, I was like, please, Green Man, please have this. Nope, only on Steam. So I was like, well, lost out on that one. But yeah, so you want to just jump into it?
Sure.
I'll go first. I like going first, like I always say. Because if you're not first, you're last. So that's good advice for anyone listening. First game I'm playing. And I know it's been out for a while. I waited so long to hop on. But I'm playing Fire Emblem Three Houses on the Switch. I wanted it on sale. And a couple of months ago, during the holidays, Amazon had a sale where you could get the digital edition game for $29.99, which is kind of unheard of. Usually, you know, Amazon or even like, you know, places like GameStop, like they want you to buy the physical copy to get that discount. But yeah, dude, I got a digital code Fire Emblem for $30. And I was like, okay. So I've been playing that. I've been playing it for like 2 weeks, I think. I love it so far. It's very nostalgic because I'm pretty sure like you, you know, I've played every Fire Emblem game.
I haven't played all of them, but I started playing since Awakening.
Okay, I mean, that's good. But I mean, I've played all of them, and including the ones up to, like you just mentioned, like the 3DS, and then now the newest generation. Oh, man, it's just awesome. It's a really cool JRPG. You know, tactical JRPG, I guess you would say, but I would say this time around, the bonding mechanics are cool. Like, there's a lot to do now with, like, where I'm at in the game, you know, you have the church as your hub where you're teaching. And there's just a lot of activities you can do weekly. And especially like to create relationships for, you know, the bat that transfer over to the battle for, you know, the special moves and stuff. I know I'm digging it. I'm liking it. I can't wait to beat it. I know I can sense it. You know, I know this game's going to have like a turning point, and I'm kind of like in the lull moment where like, oh, wow, everything's peaceful and everyone's enjoying the academy life. But I know it's about to probably become a shit show. So I'm enjoying it while I can.
The game itself also has replayability because you can go through the other classes and play as those classes instead.
The classes, the houses. I mean, I know you can, like you pointed out to me off air, you know, you can build your own house, but like, you know, your house that you pick really determines like which class leader you get close with, at least early on, right? And the initial characters you're exposed to, like in your squad. So I think there's, I think there's tons of replayability. And especially like you said, the classes. What else? Okay, so I just picked this up. I mentioned the Ubisoft sale earlier, and I snagged. So I was playing, okay, in my defense, I never buy a Ubisoft game full price. And then I also played the 8-hour trial, but I picked up The Division 2. And I'm not a stranger to The Division. Trunk, we played it together on console way back in the day.
Yeah, on the PS4.
And I think we played like one dungeon together. But so I'm playing The Division 2. I've been playing it for a couple days now. Again, I want to say it's very nostalgic of the first game. Maybe the first game had more finer details, you know, in the map and then the gameplay itself. The general feel right now. So I played the newest Ghost Recon because, again, it was on sale way back, you know, pre-holidays. And I played that with Alan. I played that with Ben, who are friends of this show and CouchGat and just are friends in real life in general. And I think I played with my Brandon, too, who's another friend of the show and friend of CouchGat. One of the creators of CouchGat.
Right.
So that game was ass. Like, they ruined Ghost Recon. And the biggest gripe was they made Ghost Recon more like the Division. Like, Ghost Recon used to be like, you got your loadout and that was it. Like, you liked that weapon, you picked it. Now they added, like, you know, armor levels, gear levels, all that stuff, all those modifiers and stats. So that's what The Division always was. It was RPG-ish, you know, third-person shooter, cover shooter. I've seen it described as, because you use cover, right? You implement cover. It's a core mechanic. But yeah, I feel like I should have just got The Division and avoided the mess that the newest Ghost Recon was. So I'm like, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised. Like, this actually, you know, this feels like it works, where in the other game it completely ruined it, right? But I dig it. I didn't really have an itch for this game. I just like, whoa, like $7 is really cheap. So I went with it, but I like it. And another game I'm playing, Trung, which you played in the beginning.
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online. I'm still playing it. I'm still doing my dailies. I'm doing my daily dungeon. I'm doing my daily PvP events. In anticipation for the new expansion that comes out in June. I had this game since launch, but I didn't really start playing it until probably a month and a half ago. Because they had some deal going on with the newest expansion. But like, Triple again, super nostalgic. Really brings me back to my time with Skyrim and Oblivion. But just in MMO RPG realm. And I will note that most of my friends already quit. So I'm like solo on that game already. So we'll see what happens with Elder Scrolls if I can survive on my own.
I'm one of those friends that quit. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Yeah. It was fun while we all played. I'll say that. But it is a grind. especially after level 50 when you're just making increasing your character level. So it's like, fuck. But yeah, those are what I'm primarily playing right now, in the, you know, RPG, JRPG, MMORPG realm. Oh, and simple MMO, of course. Especially if you are coming from CouchCat, you'll know I play a lot of simple MMO, which is a browser-based and mobile-based MMORPG. But yeah, Trung, you want to take over, buddy?
Sure. The game I'm currently playing is Monster Hunter Rise, which came out March 26th, so like a week ago, around there.
Yeah. But Trung, is that an RPG?
In a sense, it is, I guess, since there's character progression and it's, you know, fantasy setting. I don't know. I don't know what you really consider as RPG. There is leveling, sort of.
Yeah.
You do character progress, which is mostly your gear and your weapons.
I was just going to say, you know, that's close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. Another, I guess it's an MMO. It's Eternal Survival. Eternal Return Black Survival. It's a MOBA. So it's technically an MMO. It's a MOBA, but it's a, what do you call it? It's a MOBA Battle Royale, if you've heard of it.
What the
Yeah, it plays like, you know, Battle Royale for you play against 18 other people.
You
gather stuff to craft your weapons, and then you level up and put your skill points in, and like any other MOBA, it's a 4-button game, so QWER.
Okay.
And it's very anime.
Piquing my interest.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, circles that close, and you can't be in that area if you're in that area. There's a timer that counts down, and once it hits zero, you automatically just die. And that's how the final circle functions too, and stuff like that. It's basically, you know, any other battle royale you've heard of.
Okay. And is it free to play?
It is completely free to play. It has the same system as like League of Legends, where you have to buy your characters with the currency.
Okay.
Which is actually really easy to get, because I own like almost all the characters already. Because if you watch like Twitch streams of their like tournaments and stuff, you get like a whole bunch.
Okay.
And I guess Bloons doesn't really count as an RPG, huh? So I'm gonna talk about another game called Genshin Impact. I still play that since release.
Genshin Impact.
Yep. Still playing that.
Don't you think the world has heard enough of this game?
I mean, it's not up to everybody's, you know, alley, but I really like it. I don't really hate the gacha system. The combat is very, very fun. The characters are very interesting. The world looks really
pretty. Just came out with a new one, right?
New what? Character?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like new characters like every other patches and stuff.
Yeah, I saw a YouTuber I watch. That was his advertisement. It was like a new Genshin Impact character.
Yeah, she's a very slutty nun vampire.
What the heck is that, dude?
I don't like it. You know how it goes with these like anime characters, you know, like you gotta go over the
top. I want to imagine like the board meeting on that, you know, like, okay, so here's option A, B, and C, and then like C is that one which you just described, and they're all like, there's only one option, brother. Always has been.
Like, you would think that this game would just be trying to like sell you these characters based off of, you know, like the sexual tension, and you know the way they're dressed and stuff, but actually from the statistics, most of the characters that get pulled are the dudes, are the male characters, not the girls.
Really?
But yeah, surprising statistics that shocked me too, but that's about all I got for that list. Back to you.
Okay, back to me. All right, back with the evening news, Trung. No, but yeah, so it seems like we got a bunch of good games in our hands right now. I want to talk about, you know, what we always just talk about what we were playing, but I want to talk about what we want to play, like either, you know, our massive backlog or anticipated games that are coming out, right? So right now, I mean, they're going to be their own episode. I just want to say that right now. Even though I said right now twice, three times. Okay. But I snagged the demos for Bravely Default 2 and Project Triangle Strategy, both on the Switch. Both very JRPG-ish, and in fact, they are JRPGs. I've only seen like the trailers from the Nintendo Direct, like the trailers from them. I'm going to leave it at that. I want to fully experience it, but I cannot wait to play them. I played the first Bravely Default. I believe that was on the 3DS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I played that one and I loved it. I had some like Final Fantasy Tactics vibes from it, but it's not that kind of game. It's really, you know, it's a party tactics game when it comes to battling. But yeah, so I can't wait to play those demos, but I don't want to play them until I beat Fire Emblem. Otherwise, I'll, you know, I'll just get stuck in the vortex. I'm also, so again, in my defense, I bought this in conjunction with Division 2 because of the sale with Ubisoft, adding an additional 20% on your cart when you add like a newer title to the game or to your cart. And I snagged Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm going to go ahead. It is an RPG, say it's RPG, because it's just like Odyssey, which came before it. And Odyssey kind of did the whole, you know, RPG. They went the whole RPG route, and it's probably the most RPG-ish out of Assassin's Creed because they have the gear score, right? That's a big component. Gear, and also certain mechanics in the game that just have you more immersed, like the bounty system with the nemesis and stuff. So I don't know. There's a lot going on with Odyssey that translates into Valhalla, or at least was brought over to Valhalla, and that's the main reason I bought it. Plus, it's Viking themed, and we've been playing a lot of Valheim Trung.
Yeah,
and I feel like this is the year, even though Valheim didn't come out in 2021, but I feel like this is the year, you know, of Vikings. There's so many Viking games that haven't disappointed us yet. I know Assassin's Creed is god awful. It's like a mixed bag. Like the gameplay is good, but then you have the in-game shop where, you know, like the game throttles your experience because it's an RPG-ish game. So you have levels and they throttle your experience gained so that you would buy EXP boosters in-game. Like it doesn't make any sense. Like this is a single player game. Why is that even part of it? Like it's just greedy. But
no, this is how Ubisoft operates. So, you know.
Yeah, it's effed up, dude. But I bought it anyway because I loved Odyssey, and I bought Odyssey for the fraction of what it's worth. So, no regrets so far. But yeah, anything you're wanting to play or anticipated to play?
Currently, there's two things on my list. There is Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis, which
I'll play with you.
Yeah, which is the MMO version of, well, Phantasy Star has always been MMO, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it's...
besides like Sega.
Yeah, so it's like super graphically updated version of the old Final Fantasy, PSO2.
Yeah, which has been like in Japan for years.
I mean, it came to North America like recently, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like too late. Like there's no way. Like,
well, it was funny because they were like, hey, we're bringing PSO2 to the West. And then they're like, hey, here's a new PSO2 right after. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. But like, hell no. Can people... I've seen PS... you know, I've seen it. I've seen the Japanese import. And I'm like, dude, it's dated. Because it came out like fucking almost 6+ years ago. It's like, it's dated, dude. Like, who wants to play this when you have Final Fantasy Reborn?
Yeah, because it was a PSP game that people played in Japan, too.
Yeah. I remember playing the one that was released on the Xbox. The original Xbox had a Fantasy Star. I remember playing it with my cousin. But yeah, then I never played it since. Well, the 360 had a Fantasy Star release, but I played it single player because I wasn't paying for the membership. So I played it single player, which is, as you can imagine, very lonely and grindy.
Yeah.
Because you don't even get like AI companions, so you're fucked. But yeah, it would be interesting to play Phantasy Star now because I've missed it. That was like my first pay to play MMORPG I was ever like fully like fully shown and able to play thanks to my cousin. Like, I never played WoW until I was old enough, you know, to buy my own subscription, and I tried it like 3 years ago, I think. yeah, I love Phantasy Star. Yeah, what else, Ron? What else?
And then the other game that I'm looking forward to, of course, is Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker, which is the supposedly the last expansion for this current storyline. So it'll be pretty big. And I'm a huge Final Fantasy player, Final Fantasy 14 player. I've done all the raids. I've gotten top parses, you know, all that jazz.
I don't even know what that is.
Basically, you know, just flexing that I'm really good at the game.
Wow, dude. I played this game on release. I've returned to it a little bit. You've been with it through every expansion. So I applaud you.
Yeah, I've played it since the 1.0 series. I quit then, came back to do 2.0, and then I just stuck with it for a really, really long time. And then I kind of stopped playing when I got ghosted by our other friend, Gene. So, you know.
Oof, shots fired.
Yep. So ever since basically then, I've kind of just stopped playing it, really.
Yeah, I will say, though, that game has a really good story.
Oh, yeah. It's a Square Enix game. It's a Final Fantasy series game, so they tend to have pretty good stories.
Yeah, like every time I make a new character, like usually when I come back to the game, I have to make a new character because I forget how everything works. And I'm just like, wow, I forgot how good this story is.
the current expansion for Shadowbringers, I really like that story. It is the best out of all the other expansions. I know people like to argue and be like, no, but the Heaven Sword one is better. But no, this current one is the best.
Yeah, it's got a cool name too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the villain actually makes sense, whereas the Heaven Sword one was garbage.
Oh.
Sorry, haters. I don't care.
I might return to that game just to play the story eventually. Kind of, that's like what I'm doing with Elder Scrolls right now. I'm just tackling all the like main story quests, like all the DLCs.
Yeah.
Because I jumped in now, but I can still do the other other expansion storylines. So that's what I'm kind of doing, tying up loose ends to figure out what the hell I'm doing. But I have one more mention. I totally forgot and I didn't write it down. But I remember texting you a week ago, but PlayStation's having a sale, and the DaHack GU trilogy was on sale.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All three games for $9 flat, and I snagged that from the PS Store. So that is definitely in my future. Once I beat Fire Emblem, I think I'm going to move over to the GU trilogy, and then. Oh, another one. I have Kingdom Hearts 3, so that will probably come up at the tail end. Just because I've heard a lot of things from you about Kingdom Hearts, where I'm like not really, I'm not really excited to play it, but I want to play it because I bought it. but I am really excited about GU to, because I only played, I think the first game when it came out way back when we were in high school. So
I played all of them, and I think this one had like a fourth game or something.
I don't think so, dude.
Crazy. I don't know. I've heard GU series had like a fourth game. I played three of them.
Yeah, I think you're crazy. It's a trilogy.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, call me maybe. But get it?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh god.
Cringe.
Oh, I'm not gonna edit that out either. But all right. I think that's it for anticipated. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. So we're going to try this part of the show out, and it's a segment of what our friends / fans are playing and or want to play, kind of to match what we just talked about. And we, you know, I posted a question in CouchCat's Discord, because that's where we reside, to get some feelers from people who are currently playing any, you know, RPG, JRPG, MMORPGs. Of course, they're all playing simple MMO by default. But a couple of them had some interesting things to say and interesting games to talk about. The first one is from Loch Ness. She stated that she redownloaded a game from her high school days, and it's called Aviond. I hope I said that right. It's AVEYOND. And it is a role-playing video game series by Avion Studios. Wow, shocker. And it is set in a fantasy medieval world in which players attempt to save the world from evil beings with a number of side quests available. She stated that she really liked the characters and dialogue between them and the soundtrack when she played them originally. And then she also mentioned she's playing a game called Eden on mobile.
It's called Another Eden.
It's actually called Another Eden.
Mm-hmm. I played that game on my phone before.
Okay. That's it's an RPG, right?
Yeah, it's a single player RPG that has a gacha system. It's kind of weird.
Okay. I think I've seen it show up on the Google Play Store, like, you know, games you might like.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. But yeah, when I first read that, I was confused. I was like, she says she's playing Another Eden. I'm like, what's the first Eden?
No, it literally is called just Another Eden.
Yeah, I was like, she's crazy, dude. Anything to say about those games, Strong?
I played it a little bit. I enjoyed the combat system and everything. I just couldn't get into the story, so I kind of just stopped.
Okay, sweet. Next on the list is Riker. Riker shared me his life story. No, I'm just kidding. But, he had some really good input. Actually, everyone had really good input, so I'm just going to say thank you right now in case I forget at the end. But Riker is currently playing a game called Eternum. He states, these are his words, it's made like a classic RPG, and you don't need to buy to progress. The more time and effort you put in, the more stuff you can unlock and level. The class system is also very free, which makes it feel like you can do what you want. The story and gameplay isn't lacking either. There's a lot to do, and you'll never be tired in that sense. It's all mobile, and that surprises him. He says, not going to lie, lol. I Googled this game, and it is super old school looking. I'm definitely getting, like, RuneScape / like MU vibes, but honestly, like, the screenshots, like, from far away, I almost think it's Torchlight. I don't know. Like, Torchlight on PC, you know, Torchlight 1 and 2, yeah. And now 3, which no one talks about 3 because it's bad, but that's what the graphics look like initially. But no, from the explanation of the mechanics and stuff, yeah, it's, I'm getting, like, yeah, definitely a classic, like, RuneScape vibe. Pretty cool. And he's got another game he talked about, and that is Post Night, and he's been playing it since pre-release. He was a beta tester for it, and he said it's quite similar to Simple MMO, but it's honestly just a little more constricting. Otherwise, the gameplay is fun to pass time, and as you level, you unlock more stuff, which slowly increases the amount of stuff you can do. Yeah, anything to say about those games, Strong?
I believe I've played Post Nights before. It's literally about like delivering mail as a knight. A knight that delivers mail, and you just like click to go on an adventure, and the game kind of just plays itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely sure I've seen screenshots of this game. Probably my Play Store again. Let's see. It's cool that he was a tester for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So next up we got Kak-chan. Yeah, I'll just say Kak-chan. Yeah. Kak-chan. another community member. They are currently playing Dragon Quest XI S. Definitive Edition. Pretty cool RPG. I know that's on my list to play sometime in the future. I've seen some good sales on it, honestly, but I've always like resisted because my backlog's massive, and like I just talked about earlier, all those games I want to play and currently playing, it doesn't get any easier. But Kak-chan states that they really like this game because of its fights and storyline. The fights in this game give you a choice on what kinds of moves you want to use. So yeah, Kak-chan likes the fighting mechanics. It's, you know, Dragon Quest is a party, you know, the party tactics game where, you know, you fight, you go into a conflict and it's, you know, party side by side and you're choosing your abilities and et cetera. So, pretty cool. What else? Kak-chan also states they're playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2, obviously on the Switch, because that's a Switch release, right, Trung?
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
I believe it is a Switch-only game. Or, you know, Nintendo series type.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's exclusive. Yeah. I also want to play. I have never played the first one. So I don't know if it'd be wrong to play the second one, but anything JRPG and the Switch, that's another thing. The Switch has a lot of them. Like, I thought the PlayStation was bad, or like bad as in like there's so many games I need to play, but Switch is growing growing a JRPG library and getting worse every day. But yeah, Catchan states that they like this JRPG because of the battles, the blades, and scenery. Those are three good reasons, if I've ever heard them. The battles in this game are really fun because you have to move around during the battles to get an attack boost. I really like the blades mechanics in the game because it's kind of like Pokemon, where you can collect blades to use in battle. Pretty cool. And they also have Persona 5 in their sights for the future. And I can agree with Catchan. And I just told you offline, like, I want to play Persona 5. Like, Persona 4 Golden, I played on the PSP, the PS Vita, and fell in love with that series that way. And then I watched, like, Persona 3 and 4, like, 4's anime, and I watched Persona 5's anime, and I'm just like, why did I have not played Persona 5? And they came out with another game already, so... yeah, anything to say about those games, Strong? Have you played any of them?
I haven't played any of them, but... I've watched a friend stream Dragon Quest XI all the way from the beginning to the end. So I pretty much know the whole story and how it goes. And I've also...
Damn, he saved you $60.
Yeah, I didn't have to play it. And I also watched another friend who played Persona 5 from beginning to end. So...
Shit.
Yeah, I didn't have to play any of these games. I just watched somebody else do it for me.
I guess that's kind of true for me with the anime. I'm pretty... Well, actually, I saw in the discussions, like, the endings divert. Like, some of the events divert from each other, but I'm still going to play it.
Yeah. I probably won't, just because the games are so long and I have a really short attention span these days. Like, the reason why I'm able to play the games that I am, because, for, you know, for Monster Hunter, you just kill one monster and you can stop. Or play, like, a MOBA, like League of Legends. Play around, you can stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I feel you. I do like Monster Hunter because it's one of those games where if you can't play it for a couple of days, you're not behind. You know, you're not really competing with anyone. Just your friends who you squad up with, if you have friends.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like already at the end game, and then you're not at the end game. They have to carry you all the way to the end game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and we have one more from Tiggy. And Tiggy stated that he's playing Project Triangle Strategy, the demo on Switch, which I have downloaded and I'm ready to play too. So cheers to that, Tiggy.
I've not heard of that.
I wonder game. How long the... Huh?
I've not heard of that game.
Dude, it looks sick. I just wonder how long the demo is. It reminds me of... what was that really beautiful 2D-ish... 8-bit-ish JRPG that came out on the Switch? It was like one of the flagship titles.
I know what you're talking about. Octopath Traveler?
Yeah,
I played that game.
It looks like that, but it doesn't play like it.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's got like the same like beautiful art style, but does not have the same mechanics as Octopath, where you're swapping through, like, you know, whatever, how many people.
Octopath also had a really, really great music. If you ever want to look it up, it's good. Very peaceful.
Dude, I've actually listened to it on YouTube, like at work. I went down like the recommended rabbit hole, and that was one of them. It was the OST. So I agree with you on that. But yeah, that's all I got for this episode, man. Pretty simple and clean. Kingdom Hearts reference right there, but get my keyblade, we're leaving the studio.
You'll find Sam. You'll be the Sora and I'll be the Riku.
Yeah, and Sam's Kairi. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sam, did you get my message in a bottle yet? No, I guess I'll just stay asleep for a couple more years. Who's my Roxa?
I don't know. Ben?
Yeah, Ben could be Roxa. Yeah, Ben's like living the life. And he's like, wait a minute. Like suddenly just comes to a realization that this isn't real. I gotta wake up. And then like Organization 13's like Gene. They're always like showing up and then disappearing. Ooh, double shots fired.
Oof.
Damn.
Savage.
Yeah, but I'm ready for the outro.
Yep.
Cool. So that's all we got for you. Thank you for listening to the episode and hopefully the episode before this one. I want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's listening to this live. We are recording live in the Discord and we have people tuning in, which is sweet. It's always cool to see that. Currently have no social media because this is a side project that's not even really public yet. So who knows when this will be released. When you're listening to it, you'll be like, whoa, this was way back when. I'll shout out to the Couchcat Discord where we're at. Like I stated in episode 0 is what I'll call it, or the intro episode. I'm a content creator at Couchcat first and foremost, and Trung's the editor and also has been on that podcast as well. And that leads into shouting out to the Couchcat podcast. Definitely by the time you listen to this, who knows what's going on over there, but Trung and I have done some episodes over there together, which pretty much sets forth what we'll be doing here. All things RPG, DRPG, MMORPG centric. But yeah, that's all I got. And of course, thanks again to everyone who heeded my request for input and sent me the games they're playing and want to play. It was a cool segment, and I like involving fans and friends of the podcast any way I can that makes sense. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got for you. I'll see you next time.
Later, everybody.